Unsurprisingly, the country that provides the setting for Narcos, a television series about the drug kingpin Pablo Escobar, has an elaborate system for detecting money laundering and the financing of terrorism. Banks are obliged to know if their clients have criminal records, and accounts opened by ex-combatants are subject to a greater level of scrutiny. The FARC are thought to have amassed a fortune during their half-century of war through such activities as drug trafficking, wildcat gold mining, kidnapping, extortion, and raiding branches of Banco Agrario. Estimates of the group's annual income at the height of its power in the 1990s range from $200 million to $3.5 billion. The FARC say they have no fortune and have promised to pay out whatever money they do have in reparations to their victims. If banks come across tainted money, they must report it. Some of the FARC's leaders will remain unbanked. At least 90, including some of the governing secretariat, are still on the US Treasury Department's list of drug traffickers. Any bank that does business with them risks having its assets frozen in the United States. Rank-and-file fighters are another matter. Banco Agrario has permission from the banking regulator to ignore the part of the account application that asks about their criminal past. Eventually, the new customers will be able to move their accounts to other banks, including private ones, as long as they declare that their money comes from legal sources. The profit in catering to relatively poor ex-guerrillas is unlikely to be spectacular, but it could open up other opportunities. There is scope to expand in regions once cut off by war and to finance reconstruction in such areas. The FARC's political party, to start work on September 1st, will need a place to park its cash. Banks will gladly take it, as long as the accounts are not controlled by the blacklisted criminals of the recent past.